This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 92. Hope you're having a wonderful Easter, or maybe you're celebrating Passover, or maybe just the fact that it's a long weekend. Either way, enjoy it. We do have a stellar show planned for you this hour. In a moment from now, we're going to learn about an upcoming computer game that focuses on mental health issues of your characters, which is very unique. Also on the show, we'll learn about a device to help fight back against distracted driving. Also, this hour, we'll talk with someone who could explain cryptocurrency to us, like Bitcoin, in plain English, and the technology that it's based on, blockchain, all in a language we can understand. All of this and more coming up on Tech It Out. Okay, let's start the show. With the upcoming game Destiny's Sword by Two Dogs Games, the developers are implementing something called Combat with Consequences. Unlike other online games, where you're usually just responsible for managing the team and its abilities and the stats, in Destiny's Sword, you'll also be challenged to manage the mental health of your team, as they may, after years of conflict, suffer from issues like PTSD, depression, anxiety, and addiction. Joining us to explain this very interesting game mechanic is Ken Hall, CEO of Two Dogs Games, based just north of Toronto. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Sure. Now, before we talk about the mental health management component of the game, which I think is very unique, tell us, if you will, a bit more of a high level, what Destiny's Sword is all about.
So Destiny's Sword is a massively multiplayer online game, which basically means it's a shared universe where up to tens of thousands of players are all playing at the same time and experiencing the same events together. Effectively, it takes place in a science fiction universe where two factions are fighting over resources on a planet. And we're looking at the story of how that conflict is not just affecting the participants, you know, that are involved in the day-to-day battles, but how it affects them long term.
Yeah, that again is, I think, the most unique component of this game. Before we get to that, so it's an MMO, or a massively multiplayer online game, as you mentioned. So you're playing against other people over the internet rather than the game's artificial intelligence in most cases. But is this a fantasy role-playing game? Is it a strategy game? Is it more action-oriented? I think it's strategy, right?
Yeah, it's a strategy combat game. That's right. And while the player can manage the events that happen, they can't actually dictate the action specifically. The characters have their own individual personalities, and that's something that plays out through the combat. So your role is a squadron commander of your group of troops, and your job is to guide them through their combat careers.
And is the perspective of this game mostly like a top-down or isometric angled top-down view like many other strategy games?
Yeah, it's a third-person view, and you'll be able to sort of swing that all around the battlefield so you can have good situational awareness and see what's happening to other teams, because it's a really social game that's designed to encourage cooperation and teamwork. So, working together, coordinating with other players, and making sure that all the characters are working together cohesively is a big part of the strategy in the game.
And like games like Fortnite and Apex Legends, do you communicate verbally mostly? Is that how you would flesh out those tactics?
Yeah, so there's a whole aspect. There's verbal communication. You can also, there's a chat, facility, so you can type to people if you're not capable of verbal communication or don't want to participate in that whole, basically all the raft of communication tools that are open to players.
All right, Ken. Now, I read that your goal is for players of this game to gain empathy for their characters as they shepherd them through recovery of these mental health conditions that I mentioned in the introduction, like post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't think I've ever seen that before in a game. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, so basically the game itself is really all about, bringing people together. So, most games focus on a power progression where, as a player gets better, other players sort of get worse by comparison. So in our game, it's really about how much you can, contribute to the group and elevate those around you. And that translates all through the gameplay. Basically, the theme is when somebody succeeds, we all succeed. So players are rewarded for their empathic responses to emotional and mental health issues affecting their characters. They're rewarded for cooperating and collaborating with other players. And there's in-game consequences for ignoring these issues. It's really all about creating bonds.
Mm-hmm. So walk us through what we might see or read during the game that would hint at some sort of mental health disorder or some condition within the group that would force you to make a decision one way or another.
So certain times we'll have characters who have, experienced traumatic issues. Maybe they got caught in a major explosion. So when they're in combat and a subsequent major explosion goes off, it may, from the gameplay point of view, the effect is to potentially stun that character, but effectively they're getting caught up in their flashbacks or possibly getting caught up in a panic attack. So basically you'll see that issue on the battlefield. The other characters in the squad will try to assist that character to talk them back into it, to sort of get their focus back on the battle at hand. And then after the combat, we're able to interact with those characters and figure out, okay, what happened? Is this something that was a one-off that, we just need to sort of be aware of, or is it an ongoing issue that's something that you actually need to dig deeper in and encourage the character to seek treatment, that sort of thing?
Fascinating. We're chatting with Ken Hall, CEO of Two Dogs Games, a Canadian game developer working on an upcoming MMO, or massively multiplayer online strategy combat game called Destiny's Sword. This is, again, something that I haven't heard of before. Was it you that came up with the idea, or who was it at Two Dogs Games that came up with this game mechanic, and what was the impetus for implementing something like this?
Well, it's very much been a team effort for sure in terms of designing the actual mechanics that'll realize this this sort of message that we're trying to get across. But at the same point, I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and a couple of my previous projects, I did B-17, which was a historical flight simulator based on the famous bomber from World War II. And we did a lot of veteran interviews at that time, and we realized that all the media we'd consumed, the books we'd read, the movies we'd watched, only dealt with a few seconds these guys were pulling the trigger, and not how they made a bigger life in this environment over the course of 5 years, and how they got themselves back on those aircraft every day knowing that, some of them weren't coming back, that kind of thing. And I then went on to interview a bunch of British Sherman tank veterans and create an audiobook of their experiences. And I was interviewing these guys at 80 years old, and they were still waking up on the floor just weeks before in their bedroom, and their wife would say, "What are you doing down there?" And I'm trying to get out of a burning tank. And it's so this just the realization that these experiences last forever, that these people, it's not just something that goes away over time. And I felt we really needed to have our entertainment do a better job of depicting that.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it is a tricky balance because you want the game to be entertaining. After all, it is something that we're spending money on and we want it to have fun. But it's interesting that you tackled these issues as well. So I'm really curious to see how it plays out. So Ken, I understand you've got some partners on this project. Please explain.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, we know how to make games, but we felt we really needed some expert guidance as we started to approach the mental health and combat related issues. So we've partnered with some amazing groups, which include Take This, who are a games-based mental health charity. Their clinical psychology team is helping to advise us. And Spartan Wellness, who are a veteran support organization. Their veterans have been fantastic, sharing their time and their stories and helping us to really kind of get the experience across in a respectful and unique manner. And also helping us is the ALDA Communication Training Team. And they're basically the nonprofit arm of the Ellen Alda Center for Communicating Science. And their mission is to promote empathy and communication in science and medicine. So they're really helping us to kind of develop that empathy with some really good strategies.
I'm looking forward to this game, Destiny's Sword. What's your ETA on it? When are you expecting to release it? And is it for the PC?
So we're a year through development right now. We're hoping to launch our open beta in March of next year, March 2020. And it will initially be for the PC through Steam, but we'll be porting to consoles fairly soon afterwards because we want to get as many people playing as possible. So cross-platform play is a really important objective of ours.
Okay, so it's still a ways out. Interesting, Ken. And what's the best website to learn more about Destiny's Sword?
Best way to find out about Destiny's Sword is to check out the website, www.destinyssword.com, and that's with two S's.
All right, destinyssword.com. The name of the developer, again, is Two Dogs Games, and that's the number two. Congratulations, Ken. Keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right, so as I mentioned, in a few moments from now, we're going to learn all about cryptocurrency, everything you've wanted to know but were afraid to ask, with an author of a book that demystifies this technology. And after that, we'll learn about a product called Safe Home Pod, designed to help curb distracted driving. All of that is coming up on Tech It Out. But first, a thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on this program, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their stellar products. That's asus.com/US/radio. And at that website, you'll be able to check out their award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and gaming gear under the Republic of Gamers or ROG brand, which is super hot right now. So again, asus.com/US/radio. Thank you to Asus for your support. And I look forward to chatting with Asus next weekend on Tech It Out when they come on the show to talk about what's new in 2019, specifically for gamers. I don't want to spill the beans, don't want to give away too much, but they do, I believe, have a lot coming out if you're into computer games. And I know many of my listeners are, and that's why our first guest talked about a different twist where you are responsible for the mental health component of your team. Very interesting stuff. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech It Out. You've probably been hearing words like cryptocurrency and blockchain for years now, but you might not be 100% sure what the hype is all about and if it's warranted. And so who better to chat with than the author of an upcoming book, What is Cryptocurrency? A Simple Guide to Understand, Get Set Up, and Profit from Bitcoin, Blockchain, Ethereum, and more. Joining us on the line is Cahill Puhle. He is the author and the founder of a company called Byte Media Group. Welcome to the show, Cahill.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Could you think of a longer name for the book, maybe?
You know, that's actually really true, but I think those are all the main things that people want to know when it comes to what really is cryptocurrency all about.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we'll get to that in a moment because I wanted to invite you on to the show to demystify this space. Before we do that, though, talk to us a bit about Byte Media Group, and that's Byte, B-Y-T-E. Tell us about the company.
Right. So we help founders, C-level executives, build their profiles and become thought leaders in their space. The whole reason why we do that is often the founders and CEOs, CTOs, et cetera, they're focused on building their business, building their product. But really, if you're trying to attract more investment or more business or move forward in the industry in an impactful way, you really have to get your thought leadership out there. And so that's what we do for emerging tech companies.
Awesome. So you specialize in the C-suite execs, and that sounds good. Okay, so now let's dive right into cryptocurrency. Please explain what this is. And I believe Bitcoin is an example of cryptocurrency, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So cryptocurrency is, I'm going to make a couple examples. Cryptocurrency is an application that sits on blockchain technology. So it's similar to saying Facebook is a company that lives on the internet. So same kind of thing. So that's what cryptocurrency is. And it's really, in the most basic form, it's a way of transferring money between two people without a bank involved.
Right. So it's a decentralized global currency.
Think about it like this. I'll do it in an example. If I want to send you $100, right now, we've got to have someone verify that I have money in my account, that you actually have a bank account, and that I have not spent this $100 somewhere else. And so right now, a bank does that. So bank will do all those checks and balances. Mm-hmm. Now, when I send you that $100, the bank looks through, does Kayla have money? Has he spent it before? Does Mark have an account? Yes, yes, yes. Great. The money gets sent over. Okay. If I want to send money without a bank, well, who's going to do that verification? How does that work? Well, this is where cryptocurrency and blockchain come into play. So there's actually computer programs that have been built to do those verifications automatically. So you don't need a bank. You don't need someone in the middle. And just from computer programming, we can verify, well, does Cahill have $100 in his account? Yes. Has he spent it before? Nope. And does Mark have an account on this cryptocurrency network? Yes. Great. Let's send the money from Cahill to Mark. And that's all done with computer programs.
Right. And the blockchain is like a digital ledger of sorts that confirms that the payment was made. So it's withdrawn from your account and then deposited into this account, this new account, right?
Absolutely. And again, if we look at what happens right now, banks have a ledger that they work with, right? That whole verification of accounts, this is what banks are doing. And they have this massive record, massive database of all your transactions. Well, on the blockchain, the digital ledger does the exact same thing. And, you know, once a certain number of transactions are reached or there's a certain time has passed, that gets, we'll call it, stamped into a block of information. Mm-hmm. And then each block of information gets connected to the new block and on and on and on. And that's why they call it a blockchain. So it's just a chain of ledgers connected together.
But what's wrong with the way we've been doing it now since, let's say, the birth of the internet, where I'm with Bank of America, you're with Capital One, I wirelessly or electronically rather send you $100. It's taken out of my account once it's cleared and it's deposited into your account. Is it because there are some fees associated with that? Like, why use something like Bitcoin when our banks can do this electronically today?
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't mention one of the problems. One of the problems are fees, right? If I were to send you an e-transfer, it's going to cost me $1.50. There's other banking fees associated with that. Now, that's fine maybe if we're both in Toronto or both in Canada. Okay, that's no problem. But as soon as you start to go international and I want to send, for example, you're in Hong Kong, you've got a Hong Kong bank account, and I want to send you a wire transfer. Well, now all of a sudden the fees to do that spike up to $35, $40, $45 for one transaction. And on top of that, there's a lot of time delay because each bank has to do all those verification processes.
Right.
Does Mark have the $100? Yes. Has he spent it before? No. Okay, does Cahill have an account? Blah, 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 blah. Right? And so this takes a lot of time. So the blockchain can actually eliminate that middleman. Mm-hmm. It can get rid of them completely. The network does it through those computer programs, and it can happen almost instantaneously anywhere in the world with very, very low fees for just about any amount in that transaction. Like, you can go from a dollar or half of a dollar, 50 cents, to millions of dollars, and the cost is the same.
Not to mention, we're all talking about a global currency, too. If I send Canadian dollars to Hong Kong or the U.S. to the U.K.,
absolutely,
it now has to also convert into the local currency. So this is keeping it standardized across the globe. We'll continue our chat about cryptocurrency when we return on Tech It Out. You're listening to the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Cahill Puhl. He is the founder of Byte Media Group and the author of the upcoming book, What is Cryptocurrency? A Simple Guide to Understand, Get Set Up, and Profit from Bitcoin, Blockchain, Ethereum, and more. I think people get confused with Bitcoin, for example, because of the mining component, that if you have computers generating these coins, like, people are like, well, wait a sec, how do you make money from nothing? Could you explain that part?
Sure. So We used our banking example, right? The bank being the middleman who's verifying the transaction between us. Okay, well, in the computer programs or on the blockchain network, who verifies the transactions? Well, there's miners that will process this data. And so what has to happen on a blockchain network is everyone has to agree. Every main group of ledgers has to agree, and those are called master nodes. It's not something that you really need to know about right now, but everyone has to agree, 100% agreement. Well, to get that agreement, you have, we'll call them miners, that actually do a cryptographic function. They process this to verify if the transaction is authentic or if it checks out. So again, who's verifying that $100 that I have it in my account, that I have not spent it before, that Mark has an account? Well, a miner will verify that, and a miner gets a small fee for that. And so this is how miners make money. So they're acting kind of like the bank, but they're making fractions of the amount that a bank does. You know, like a bank will make billions and billions of dollars every year. A miner will make fractions of the transaction that you're sending.
Got it. Let's chat a bit more about blockchain. How do you think this could be used in other industries outside of the financial industry?
Great question. So we've talked about how it works in the financial industry and eliminating that middleman, aka the bank. Well, you can take this to any industry where you need to have trust between two parties, but they don't fully trust each other. Like, maybe I don't fully know the other party that I'm interacting with, mm-hmm. and I need to have someone in the middle to help me verify that person. Well, this is where blockchain really does a fantastic job, because again, it's built into the computer programs. Okay, so what industries would work like that? Well, you've got something like a supply chain, or if you're doing shipping and logistics, or let's say I'm ordering a product from a manufacturer in India or China. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never actually been there, and I don't know if they're going to send me the product. Well, blockchain can now come into the mix, and as soon as they have certain checks that have been fulfilled, well, then my money automatically gets released, and they can trust me, and I can trust them, because we trust in the network. Yeah. And so those are some areas. And then as well, anytime you want to have records and transactions that cannot be tampered with, so think medical records, identification, government transactions, all of these can be put onto the blockchain as well, because again, every block of information is chained to the newest block of information. So you get this very long, long, big chain of info. And in order to change one piece of information, you have to go all the way back and change everything. Because, again, everyone in the network has to have 100% agreement that this data is checked out.
Awesome. And then finally, let's wrap up on a bit about your book. When is it coming out, and tell us a bit about it?
The book is coming out in May. That's the target right now. And it's really for anyone who is trying to understand what cryptocurrency is all about. Like, what are all these terms that we're talking about? What's a masternode, a transaction code? How do things really work? If anyone's interested in investing or purchasing Bitcoin or Ethereum, like, we talk about that. And if you really want to get into some of the nitty-gritty details about, okay, well, what's mining all about? Or what is the technology behind cryptocurrency? We talk about all of this. And I really wrote it. It sounds funny, but I wrote it for my mom, because my mom came to me at the height of Bitcoin, when it was trading around $21,000 a coin.
Right.
And she said, "Should I invest my money in this?" And I said, "Mom, you know, you really have to understand some of the terms. And it's not that hard. It's just going to take you a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But I would not do it right now." And I felt like she wasn't the only one thinking that. You know, everyone's seeing people get wealthy, and you want to participate, or you want to feel like you have got the knowledge to be able to take your destiny into your own hands. Mm-hmm. And so this is why I wrote the book, to give you that knowledge so that you can make your own decisions.
And what's the best website to learn more about the book and your work with Byte Media Group?
You can just go to whatiscryptocurrency.io. So it's all one word, whatiscryptocurrency.io. And there's a sample chapter that you can download for free. So you can, you know, take it for a spin if you like. And there's a pre-launch discount as well. And then if you're interested in any of the services we offer, it's just bytemediagroup.com. So that's B-Y-T-E, mediagroup.com.
Cahill, thank you so much. Good luck with this book. It sounds great. I'm going to need it. So I'll have to visit that website to order one. And thanks so much again for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mark. And I'll get you a copy of you. No problem.
Thank you. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Thank you for tuning into the program this weekend. And if you like it, if you like Tech It Out, or you think your friends, family, or colleagues would get a kick out of it and maybe learn something in the process, which is what I'm hoping for, feel free to send them the link to the podcast. You can subscribe for free, of course, and every time a new episode is live, it can be downloaded to your favorite digital device, be it a smartphone, a tablet, or a laptop, for example. And all the major platforms are supported, like iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, and others. As promised, when we return, our next guest will teach us about Safe Home Pod. This is a device for the car to help curb distracted driving. You may be surprised to learn that distracted driving causes more accidents and deaths than drinking and driving in 2019. So hopefully this product can live up to the hype. Any help it can offer is welcome. And before we go to this short break, I do want to thank my sponsor again. Tech It Out is powered by Asus. They are the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info on their stellar products. That's asus.com/us/radio. And they will be my guests next weekend, by the way, on Tech It Out, when I talk with them about some new products that they're going to unveil for 2019, specifically for gamers. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S-GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Thanks for joining us. Here's a sobering fact. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that texting while driving can be 6 times more dangerous than drunk driving. And this is particularly more concerning for parents, as virtually all teens have a smartphone at about 95%, according to Pew Research Center, compared to 60% of teens who say they consume alcohol. While in this case it sounds like technology is the problem, but perhaps it can also be the solution with a product like SafeDrivePod. Joining us on the line to explain what SafeDrivePod is all about is the owner of the company, Paul Hendricks. He's on the line all the way from the Netherlands. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Hello, Mark.
All right. So let's start right from the top. What is SafeDrivePod?
We invented a solution, and what we say is a closed solution for smartphone distraction in traffic. And our solution works for bicycles, for bikes, for cars, for trucks and buses. It is a closed solution, so what we do is we close the screen while driving or while biking. So everything what is not allowed by the law, we fix, and everything what is allowed, let's say hands-free calling, that is allowed also with our solution.
And how do you go about that? I believe the key word in your name, SafeDrivePod, is the pod element. Maybe you can talk to us about that.
Yeah, because to solve the problem, there are a couple of phones in the market, and you have, of course, the iOS versions, but also we have the Android versions. And the problem, of course, is the iOS versions to close the phone directly, and that's why you need an extra device. But there are also more advantages to use a pod, and that is at first that we know that you are in your car or on your bike, and not in a taxi or in a bus, because then you are totally free to use your smartphone. So it detects that you are in your car. And the second thing is that because of the vibration of the pod, we see if people are moving. So we don't use any GPS, and that's because of the privacy. And we see all kind of apps also in the market. But at first, they don't close an iPhone. And secondly, they always use GPS. And we only see in the vibration of the car if somebody is moving. And when you are moving, we close the screen.
All right, so I was going to ask you, why not just use an app to detect if the vehicle is moving, because there are sensors inside of a smartphone that allow you allow you to do just that. But you've explained the three, I guess, reasons why a small pod, which is only the size of like a quarter, if I'm not mistaken, is required to go on the windshield. So one is that iPhone is a closed operating system, so they don't allow you on the operating system level to turn off the screen with an app. Secondly is that the phone doesn't know if you're in the back of an Uber or a Lyft or a passenger, so it may turn your screen off when you are allowed to use it. And thirdly is that for privacy reasons, you said you're not using GPS tracking. So that explains why you need a little piece of hardware, which is this pod that sticks to your windshield. And that communicates with the phone, though, correct? It still works with a SafeDrivePod app.
Yeah, that is connected. Yeah, exactly. We have a SafeDrivePod app. You need the pod, and we have the dashboard. The third part is also very, very important, because you need a certain regulation or control. But when the pod is in the car, otherwise, on an app, you always have a button that you could say, I'm not in my car, or I'm a co-driver, or whatever. And what we see is that people always will misuse it. And that is not because the problem of the people, but we are all addicted to the smartphone, and that's what we need to admit, that we are addicted. So the solution also needs to be a solution that solves an addiction. Because otherwise, we see a lot of campaigns about distracted driving around the world that we talk, don't do it, etc., etc. But everyone is doing it, and we can't blame the people, but we need to help them that they don't grab to the phone while driving, because it is not allowed, but it is also not safe.
All right, so the idea behind Safe Drive Pod is a small quarter size sticky pod that attaches to your windshield. It detects movement, and then it tells your phone screen to turn off so you can't access it. What though happens in case of an emergency and a loved one calls you while driving? Are you able to take the call, or are you fully blocked?
Now, you have a hands-free set, I hope. That is in every new car at this moment.
Right.
Yeah, so that is no problem. We also have the possibility for an SOS button on the screen. So with the SOS button, you can always call 911 or whatever. But even that red button that is on the screen, we see that people misuse it. So it is in default off, but it is a possibility to put it on. And for some customers, we do it on. And the most customers choose for no SOS button because everyone misuses it. And that's also the evidence that people really are addicted, and we want to help them also with the gamification in the app and in the dashboard to get better behavior.
I'll ask you about the gamification element in a moment, but I want to remind our listeners we're chatting with Paul Hendricks. He is the owner of Safe Drive Pod. It's also the name of the product that helps drivers drive safely by removing distractions, i.e. your smartphone. So talk to us about this incentive to not touch your phone. Maybe we call it in the industry, as you said, gamification, the ability to level up or to earn something as a reward for performing a task, or in this case, not performing a task. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Now, what we do is you get a score for your behavior, and a 10 is very good, and a 0 is not so well. Everyone starts with a 10, but if you play too much with your system, and that is pushing the home button, for example, while driving, so that is a negative score. Switching off Bluetooth, it is the same, or remove the app. But what we want is that people see their own behavior, and that's in the personal score, but also you see, for example, when it is for fleets, you see you as a team, but also for families.
When we return, we'll continue chatting about Safe Home Pod, a way to curb distracted driving. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant, or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
All All the way from the Netherlands, we've got on the line Paul Hendricks. He's with Safe Drive Pod, and he's teaching us about this product that's designed to help curb distracted driving. Now, before the break, Paul, you were talking to us about this family option of the app.
Yeah, so you can make an appointment also with your children to say, okay, if you behave well on the bicycle, I behave well in my car. And there is also a certain game inside your family. We give insight to the dashboard, but it is up to the customer to make a rewarding model.
All right, so the app itself isn't linking you to redeem those points. It's up to the person to reward someone or a team. As you said, Safe Drive Pod also works in fleets. I know there's a business angle as well for business owners to install this in trucks and cars and vans and so on. But it's up to you to incentivize or reward them for not touching their device. I got it. Understood. Just my second last question, Paul. You know, I have in my vehicle CarPlay and Android Auto, as many vehicles have today. So when you connect your smartphone, the screen does go dark, and then you can only access it through the speech button on the steering wheel or on the touchscreen dashboard. Why would somebody want Safe Drive Pod instead?
That's a very good question. But first, let's say Apple CarPlay and Android Play are normal working, so because that's allowed by the law. That's no problem. Why do people want to help themselves? That's a very good question. I think that only 5% of all the people, everyone knows that they are addicted, but to let your help, I think that will be 5%. So there has always be someone, and that could be a parent or an insurance company or a leasing company or your boss, that make an appointment with you. If you have good behavior, we reward you. But the main goal, what we need to realize, is that we want to have the people safe from A to B, safe to the job and safe back home. And that's what we need to realize. I know we are selling handcuffs, but we also need to realize that it is an epidemic problem at this moment. One out of four damages are related to the smartphone. It is not only in Europe, it is in the US, it is everywhere.
Right.
And it is still increasing. So we don't have any choice, but it was the same in the 70s with the seatbelt. And I think this is better than the seatbelt, because when you don't use your seatbelt, sorry, Mark, but that's your problem. But when you are playing with your smartphone while driving, you are a totally problem also for the people around you in traffic. Yeah. And that's what we need to realize.
That's a great point, Paul. All right, so final question. How much does Safe Drive Pod cost, and where can we learn more, such as ordering the device as well?
That's a very good question, Mark. What we do is we want to have the price as low as possible. With the fleet customers we have and the insurance companies, we talk about volumes. But let's say we talk about €1 per month, but we charge upfront, and we get the pot. It is a very small pot, but we guarantee for 4 years of use of the battery. So you don't have to charge it. You don't have to stick it in your... there's a battery inside.
Right.
So you get the pot for 4 years, and let's say we charge around 55 euros, covered everything, no monthly rates, that's it. And what we want is we want to save 1,000 lives and making all kind of constructions that are financially very attractive, but that is not about the cost. The cost is we want to save the 1,000 lives, and it should be available for everyone.
Okay, so 55 euros is about 60 something US dollars and about 70
for 4 years.
And about 75 Canadian dollars or so.
Yeah, and that's for 4 years. The only price that's for 4 years.
I understand. Yeah. And then the app is free to download from the App Store?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the best website to learn more, Paul?
SafeDrivePod.com. They can find all the information. And I would say join SafeDrivePod because we have a mission.
All right. Yeah, and that's a bold one at that. I saw that on your website about saving 1,000 lives by next year. So hopefully it'll even be more than that. But that's ambitious in and of itself. But, Paul, thank you very much for your time. And keep up the good work with what you're doing. We can use all the help we can get, as you know. So thanks again.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this special long weekend edition of Tech It Out. Maybe you're driving around to different family events tied to Easter or Passover. You might be attending a Seder. Regardless, you can listen to the show again as a podcast on demand on the internet or share it with friends, family, and colleagues. My website is marksaltzman.com/podcasts. So that's Mark with a C, SALTZMAN.com/podcasts. And that's where you'll see all the different platforms that you can subscribe to the podcast to, like iTunes or Google Podcasts or Spreaker or Blog Talk or TuneIn. You get the idea. A big thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on this show, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. I'm wishing you all a great rest of your long weekend, everyone, and we'll speak with you next time on Tech It Out. Ciao for now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR loaded receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. 2 teenagers arrested in Northern Ireland on suspicion that they're part of the fatal shooting of a journalist during a riot in Londonderry.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the police service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lyra McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Sarah Shackley, London.
Masked protesters and helmeted riot police clashed repeatedly in Paris today amid tensions on the edges of a yellow vest protest. Radical protesters hurling paving stones and flares attacked at least one boarded-up store, set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged as they tried to contain the crowd. This is the 23rd week of protests against President Emmanuel Macron and his government. A California couple sentenced to 25 years to life after being found guilty of starving a dozen of their children and shackling some of them to their beds for years. During the sentencing phase, one of David and Louise Turpin's daughters, who was not identified in court, said she believes everything happens for a reason, but her experience has made her strong.
My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back. I'm in college now and living independently.
The conditions inside the Turpin's home in suburban Los Angeles came to light only after one of their daughters fled and pleaded for help to a 911 operator. The parents pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse. Check out more news. You can read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
The family of a five-year-old boy thrown off a third-floor balcony at Mall of America last week says he's showing real signs of recovery but remains in intensive care.
The boy's family posted the update Friday on a GoFundMe page that has raised nearly $900,000 for his medical expenses. Beyond the fundraising page, the boy's family has asked for privacy. Prosecutors have charged 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda with attempted premeditated first-degree murder for the April 12th attack. Aranda told police he was angry at being rejected by women at the Minnesota Mall and was looking for someone to kill. Patrick Foss reporting.
A prominent cancer center in Houston says it's ousted three scientists whom federal authorities suggested are involved in Chinese efforts to steal American research. MD Anderson Cancer Center told the Houston Chronicle the National Institutes of Health could withhold funding if the center didn't act. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Snyderman has some important advice for adults in the wake of the current measles outbreak.
According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, CDC, adults born after 1957 should either get laboratory testing for immunity to measles or get at least one dose of MMR vaccine. Non-immune adults at high risk, for example, healthcare personnel, should get two doses, with the second dose at least 28 days after the first. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
U.S. regulators approved the first generic nasal spray version of Narcan, a drug that reverses opioid overdoses. The FDA on Friday okayed naloxone spray from Israel's Teva Pharmaceuticals. Naloxone's been sold as a nasal spray in the U.S. since 2016 under the brand name Narcan. Pharmacists can dispense the spray without a prescription. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone. Mike Etchart here. It is Popular Technology Radio, and I am glad to be here. I hope you are having a good day, a good week, a good weekend, whatever it may be as you are listening in. This, of course, is the show where we talk about tech, and we've got a pretty groovy show, if I might say so myself, coming up. We're going to talk later on in the show about privacy and Amazon and a bunch of stuff that is happening as we head into spring. Spring has sprung, depending on where you live in the country. And I know that in June, E3 is happening. That is the Electronic Entertainment Expo. That is the big trade show for the gaming industry. And I often go. I've gone to that event for many, many years, going back, gosh, more than 20 years now. We're kind of seeing the heat up
E3 down here for a games conference, it is a pretty bombastic event. A lot of new games are introduced, and it's a fun event. Not open to the public, unfortunately, but it's certainly open to trade and to press and folks like that. So unlike in the old days where you wouldn't find out about stuff for a while, now in this current day and age, you can find out the stuff the same day it's announced there online someplace. But as we look down the road and see kind of what they're going to be talking about, maybe it's going to be a discussion of a new gaming consoles. We're starting to see some stuff in the news about the next generation PlayStation. Maybe or might likely be called the PlayStation 5. People are starting to talk about it a little bit. It hasn't been confirmed in terms of exactly what it is, but certainly it is coming at some point, maybe 2020, but maybe later on this year. And I suspect they're going to be talking about it at E3. There's been some information about it coming out. It sounds like it's going to be not a dramatically different, but certainly an evolutionary product as opposed to the current PlayStation 4. They may have a solid-state hard drive in it. It will certainly still take discs, although it's unclear if a PlayStation product will be all disc formatted in the future. We'll see about that, but it's going to have some hot rod chip in it, a lot of stuff under the hood that's going to make it a much better experience for gamers. So that is going to probably be talked about at E3, and I think they're also going to be talking about the next generation Microsoft product, because that is also kind of, you know, it's getting a little long in the tooth, shall we say. So it's probably going to be perhaps an all-digital Xbox, as they're talking about. Maybe that's not going to use discs. Hard to say. Nobody's really talking specifics, but it sounds like both of those products are going to be on the horizon, which is interesting to see that consoles will still be living for the foreseeable future and still be a big part of any gamer's kind of complement of what they have in their house for stuff. But, of course, this is on the heels of Google announcing their Stadia platform for games, for whatever. And, again, we have some details about that, but not a tremendous amount of details. So if you are a gamer, wow, there's going to be a lot of choices that you're going to have to decide. And like everything in the world of tech, you're going to have to make decisions because they all cost money. Which are your priorities? Are you an Xbox person? Are you a PlayStation person? Are you an online gamer? Well, you're going to have wonderful options, and certainly people overlap on that stuff. But we'll see whether what will be the most compelling for you as a consumer to buy, just like in any other of these sort of top-down categories. So on that note, we've got some other stuff to talk about today. As I mentioned, we're talking about privacy because there's been some things that Amazon has come out about Amazon. This was not an announcement by Amazon, but things that that have come out about Amazon and privacy and the Alexa device. And so we're going to spend a lot of time on that today because I would say that is troubling, at least to me. Is it troubling to you? Are you concerned about your privacy with all these different devices in your house as we start to get more of the Internet of Things in our households? Privacy is going to become more and more of an issue. So we will be talking about that today as well. So buckle in. We've got a groovy show for you. This is PopTech Radio. We are coming back right after these words.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ford's large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever.
Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchard. Of course, that is the Romantics, a song from the 80s playing Talking in Your Sleep. I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your sleep. Perfectly relevant to the conversation we are about to have about our little friends at Amazon. Joining me on the show for this and many segments is Allie Craig. She's a branding expert. And Allie, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, let me ask you. So this was a Bloomberg article that came out last week talking about all the little gnomes that are employed around the world by Amazon, and they apparently are listening into various snippets of conversations, and they are transcribing, annotating, and then putting them back into software. They're basically trying to make Alexa better at voice recognition. And I suppose it makes complete and total sense that they would do this from a technology standpoint. Were you kind of taken aback that, A, this came out, and kind of the level of what they're doing? They're saying that people listen, it's like 9-hour shifts, and they listen to a 1,000 clips in a shift, and this is going on around the world. What do you think about that?
It's not surprising, and I don't necessarily believe Amazon's story personally, from the idea of, oh, we're only doing it to make Alexa better. No, they're not. They're doing it to try to figure out what you want to buy so they can sell you more stuff. And that's the big thing about all of this, is that in today's society, Amazon, Facebook, all these technology companies, for most of us consumers, this is an intimate relationship of sorts. We think of them kind of as our best friend. Oh, I'm just going to go jump on Amazon. I'm just going to ask Alexa to do this for me. I'm just going to ask Siri to do whatever. But we forget that in the end, all of these companies, Amazon included, they're out there to make money however they can in whatever way possible. And if that means listening in on your conversation, they're going to do it.
They are. Well, and of course, on this show, we've talked a lot about the kind of the big three. You know, there's Alexa with our friends at Amazon, there's Apple and Siri, and there's Google Voice. And all three of those companies have different corporate objectives on the way that they make money. And from a branding standpoint, does this kind of hurt Amazon? My personal take on this is, I mean, I love Amazon. I'm a customer. I live kind of in a semi-rural area. So, you know, it's not easy for me to get certain things just to go down the street and buy them. So I do like Amazon, and I'm a customer. I'm a Prime customer. I get it and I dig it, but I don't want to empower them any more than they are empowered already. But are people going to give them a pass on this? It seems like Amazon is not bulletproof, but boy, they sure have a pretty big brand loyalty.
They do have brand loyalty, and I am one of their customers as well. I think Prime is fabulous for so many reasons. Here's the interesting thing about all of these brands, is that with Amazon, are they going to get a pass on this go around? Yep. Probably. There's not going to be too many consumers who are going to turn off their Alexa devices and, you know, put them in the trash and say no more. But it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. and it's going to happen again. And slowly, our trust in these types of companies, Amazon as well as the other ones, is going to become eroded. And at some point, consumers are either just going to lay down and die, for lack of a better term, thinking that this is just the way it is and this is what I have to accept, or they're going to revolt and say, forget all this nonsense. I'm going to buy my products online, but I'm not giving you my personal information anymore.
And, you know, the Bloomberg article pointed out that you can sort of opt out of this. There are, in the privacy settings, there is a way to opt out. But then the article went on to say that, but that still may not make them stop doing it to you, even if you've opted out. I suppose the other question is, at some point, does the government step in and at least lay some guidelines out to kind of tighten the noose a little bit for all of these companies? Do you think that could happen?
We all hope it doesn't happen, but yet look what we just saw in Europe happen last year when they came out with their entire new standards of how companies can interact with a customer's private information. That isn't necessarily far off when it comes to us in the United States.
Right. And I think Europe is a little more worried about this than we seem to be. Maybe that's just my perspective from in the States, but I think we're a little loosey-goosey on this. But let's talk about the three, though. So this is a problem that Amazon clearly is dealing with right now. Apple is kind of – their line in the sand seems to be that we are the privacy option. They're really kind of marketing and branding themselves as being that. Google, of course, ultimately wants to sell advertising in the broadest sense. What is the brand loyalty to the other two? I mean, Apple obviously has tremendous brand loyalty. What about Google? Do people kind of feel the same way about Google?
Google's kind of like Microsoft when it comes to how much people are attached to the brand, because Google has not done a very successful job on making the brand have a persona or a lifestyle to it. You go to Google to get your questions answered, and then you go away from Google. I mean, their communities just failed. They just, you know, took back their whole social media aspect of it. And so Google doesn't really have that heart component, whereas Amazon and Apple are both in our lives every single day for the most part. You either have an Apple phone or some type of Apple device, and so therefore it is literally by your side. Amazon is the one you go to when you just need to get your kids, you know, snacks that you forgot to buy really quick, or go get the latest item you just saw on Facebook. You want to purchase it fast. Amazon's our go-to source. And so those two brands have a lot more attachment to our every single day life than Google does. But what's going to be interesting is Google in the business sector, because so many businesses are using Google and Google Drives and all of their platform basically to do work virtually, that their data security is going to be more concerning, because it's now going to affect businesses, the customers they serve, and it's a deeper ripple potentially.
Indeed. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got Allie Craig with us talking about privacy and branding and all that stuff. So we got more when we come back. It's Podcast Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30 30 38 special and 44 magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, welcome back. Mike Etchart here. It is Pop Tech Radio. Ali Craig, branding expert, is joining us. We are talking, of course, about the Amazon news, I suppose it is. It came out in the Bloomberg article last week about people listening in. According to that article, this team comprises a mix of contractors and full-time Amazon employees who work anywhere from Boston to Costa Rica, India, and Romania. According to the people who signed non-disclosure agreements, not allowing them to talk publicly about this, they work 9 hours a day, and each reviewer parsing as much as 1,000 audio clips per shift. Interestingly enough, they have come across some people doing bad things. And I don't know if you read the article, Ali, but they have actually kind of a little chat group between all the workers. It allows them to kind of talk about it, and I guess they share kind of funny clips. But there have been a couple of potential sexual assaults, and apparently Amazon, from what these employees say, has kind of said, you know, that's not our business to interfere in that. And, oh, my God, you know, it's just – it is kind of stunning and scary. And you were talking on the break, and we were mentioning – and you don't have any of the three devices, right, Ali?
I will not touch any of those devices. Nope, not in the least. I have Siri turned off on my Apple device. I won't buy anything that has Alexa in it or any of it. Nope.
And since we kind of started planning you coming on a few days ago, there's been another Facebook issue. And we kind of alluded to this in the first segment. People seem to be giving all of these brands a pass and another pass and another pass. I'm going to take just a wild guess and say that I think the luster on Facebook is the most damaged at the moment. Would you concur with me on that?
It is, but it isn't damaged to the point where people are going to stop using it. And that's, on some level, quite shocking. But as you said earlier, especially in the States, we Americans tend to be a bit naive when it comes to the value and the potential threat of personal information that we have getting out there in a big way.
Yeah, why is that? Are we just kind of this laissez-faire society relative to Europe, or are we truly naive?
Our American culture naturally is a very optimistic culture where we don't think people are going to, for the most part, do wrong or hurt us. We think everyone is safe and everyone is great and we don't really have stranger danger and we don't see the stranger danger, especially online. So we, of course, want to be trusting to everybody, definitely much more than the European culture is. And so I think in the end, that's going to definitely bite us in the bum, but we aren't going to see that damage happen until it's a little too late, and most of us are going to be suffering damages that we won't be able to fix. You know, it's more than just someone getting your password nowadays. It's they can have your voice. They know what you do. They know where you're at. They know your habits and routines. That's a really big threat that most of us don't stop to realize.
What do you think is going on in the grand halls of Amazon right now? If anything, you know, when this news comes out, what are the branding wizards at Amazon start talking about in terms of kind of damage control on this stuff?
For how shocking this article was, I'm even more surprised that it hasn't made bigger waves. And I think that's exactly what they were waiting to see when it comes to damage control with regards to the brand, is was this article going to get some feet and really go with it? And the truth is, it didn't really go anywhere. They came out, it was said, and people were like, huh, that's shocking. And then they went on their merry little way. And that, to me, is the most concerning thing, because the truth is that Amazon, all these brands, yes, they're out to make money. They all have very specific agendas. But in the end, I really think their true agenda is so much bigger and deeper than they're ever publicly saying, that we don't really know the relationship we got into. It's almost like you were dating somebody and then they, you know, took all their makeup off and you're like, wait, who's this person I'm with? It's the same situation here. We think we're dating somebody. We think we're dating Amazon. And then wait, we see really what they're all about. And I think that's going to shock a lot of the consumers in the end.
Yeah. But when's the end? It just seems like it's like a drug. It's so hard to be critical of Amazon when they do such a great job of delivering stuff to your door if you're a Prime customer in 2 days. You know, I find it hard. I mean, almost kind of, you know, like you have to go cold turkey to stop using an Amazon product. And at some point, one would assume that somebody, somewhere, people are going to start not revolting, but maybe just kind of pushing back. Do you think?
I think, but here's the interesting thing about Amazon. Amazon owns so many smaller companies that you don't realize are Amazon companies. When you scroll down, if you look at Amazon, your desktop, and you scroll all the way down and you see all the companies they really own, you're like, whoa, that's a lot. By the time it gets to the point where people are going to be pushing back, I have a feeling that most of us will have closed the local mom and pop businesses, the local big box stores, and then what are we left with? We're going to be in that situation where there's a few local survivors, but the truth is everything you really want is on Amazon or one of those Amazon-owned companies, and it's going to be we have to keep playing with the devil that we know as Amazon.
That's so dystopian of you to say that. Unfortunately, I agree with you. But then at the turn of the last century and through kind of the middle of the last century, the government was fairly aggressive in breaking up a lot of monopolies. Obviously, by any definition, I would say that Amazon is a monopoly. But I wonder if our government will finally kind of catch up to the times of what new monopolies are, and will that break up Amazon potentially. And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. So I'm going to let you think about that, Allie, on our break. And then when we come back, we are talking more about Amazon and the Bloomberg article and branding and all of these large companies and what we might be looking at down the road. So you listen to Pop Tech Radio. Stick around because we are coming right back. 5% appear too small. Be
thankful I don't take it all. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spay and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Is that Amazon actually came out themselves saying that they don't see the company lasting for another 15 years. So what does that mean? What are they predicting and seeing on their internal side that is actually having them feel that Amazon will not be the same Amazon 15 years from now?
Yeah, that was kind of shocking. And it's interesting. You know, I don't know if you have a Whole Foods in your neighborhood, but I went down to a Whole Foods. And, of course, it's a little disconcerting to go into Whole Foods and show them your Amazon Prime, you know, QR code or whatever it is they ask for when you check out. But Amazon themselves are kind of, ironically, it's back to the future. They're kind of jumping into brick and mortar stuff to a certain degree. How is that working out for them? Do you think the Whole Foods of the world customers were kind of taken aback by Amazon stomping on their kind of semi-privileged area?
The truth is, the Whole Foods customer is the Amazon customer, and those are the people who do buy Prime. Those are the people who buy often and a lot. And so, of course, it makes sense for Amazon to purchase Whole Foods. And what these customers want, on some level, is a blend of old and new. They want the instant that we've all been promised in today's society. So we love Prime. We love same day. That's, like, so great. But we also love the idea of going to our local bookstore that's brick and mortar, sitting down, having a cup of coffee, flipping through the pages, and all of that kind of tactile experience, which we are fundamentally and biologically made and designed for. And that actually creates stronger loyalty within the brand as well as within the local communities to fight and protect that brand from necessarily leaving. You know, I was recently in Hoboken, and there's this huge kind of challenge happening there because they have these great, charming stores that have been there forever. I mean, classic New England, to say the least. And then you see Athletica or you see Sephora. And there's this big debate on should these big box stores come in. When these big box stores come in, like Amazon, and at least create a brick and mortar location, it will make the local community fight for them more because it becomes part of the community. So it is a smart move on Amazon because it kind of gives Amazon a bit of a heart. And when it's only an online retailer and who knows how my product gets to me, it just magically does. You know, that can be a little heartless of a brand, and that's what Google has. Google has that kind of heartless brand. It's pure tech for the most part. It doesn't feel approachable. With Amazon buying Whole Foods, coming into the communities, it actually gives Amazon a bit of a heart and, more importantly, a bit of a lasting chance to keep its brand customers loyal to them.
I've been doing a version of this radio show for about probably almost 15 years now, not quite that long, but a little bit less, but around that time. And, you know, we can always kind of focus on electronics. And when we first started the show, it was kind of the end of the Sony dynasty in consumer electronics. And, you know, there was a time when Sony was the mark of quality. If you wanted to buy a television set or anything sort of electronic, Sony was it. And it really, within a couple of years of us starting the show, the luster on Sony's brand really started to decline. And then it was kind of the rise of the Korean brands, the Samsungs and the LGs. And, of course, before that, there were the American car companies and then the transition to the Japanese car companies and then the same thing into the Korean car companies. Do you think there's a chance that the brand awareness of Google, of Amazon, can really slip to a point where they won't go away, but people will kind of just turn away for whatever reason? Maybe people just get sick of brands? Or are they just kind of too big now to really falter like that?
No brand's ever too big to falter, because look at all the brands that are closing. Sears, you know, all these large retailers that been iconic in our American history. So a brand can always falter and fail. But is there another potential star on the horizon? Not yet, at least. There may be some, but I wouldn't be able to name a name for you, because Amazon is so perfect, because the way the structure of the business and the brand is, anyone can sell. You can sell products on Amazon. Anyone can be an affiliate. They've done a really smart job to acquire smaller businesses that fill gaps that they had and offerings that they were missing. And then they did really a smart way to take all those people who are selling items on eBay and say, hey, you want to sell stuff with us too? That's great. Here's a way you can make money. So it's a really smart play to really get its little tendrils into all of us, either from the consumer side, because they have exactly what we want, from the selling side, because we too can become sellers and partner with them. And then from their smartness of just having diversity in the types of levels and the types of different brands. So it's not all just mass-produced items. They do have their local crafts that are made. They have their handmade items. They have their world section. So it's so diverse that I couldn't see someone taking it over just quite yet.
And it's funny you mentioned eBay in there, because I had written down eBay, and I would say that I was a gigantic eBay fan when it came out. I mean, I was like far more than I am about Amazon and anything else. I loved eBay in the early days. But boy, if you're a brand executive for eBay, what are you telling them these days? Because eBay was the Amazon in the early 2000s, and they really have lost a considerable luster on what they do. What do you think about eBay these days? What would you recommend for them to do?
Well, what's interesting is eBay lost part of what the mass consumers thought it was for, but now it's almost coming with a rebirth of being the place to find anything that's sold out. If it's sold out, if it's discontinued, if it's limited edition, you're not going to be able to find it on Amazon, because big retailers don't have access to it, but you're going to find it on eBay. So if you're looking for, you know, that special limited edition Target item that came out there and they sold out in 2 seconds, you're going to go find it on eBay being sold again. You're going to pay a higher price for it than what you would have bought it in the store? Yes. But you're willing to do it because of the exclusivity of it all. And that's really what eBay, to me, is turning into. It's the when you can't find it anywhere else, I bet you someone's selling it on eBay.
Interesting. All right. Well, I want to pick that up on the other end of our break, because that's fascinating, and that's something out of my purview, because eBay is not dead to me, but boy, eBay is just not like it was. So we'll talk about that when we come back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, it's Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with my good friend Allie Craig. She is a branding expert, and we are talking about a lot of things, actually, in the tech world. And I want to come back to eBay. And Allie, I think I've talked about it on the show quite a bit. You know, in the day of eBay, and I was not the earliest of early adopters, but I got on around 1999, I guess, was my first eBay transaction. It was joyous. It was miraculous. It was fantastic. And if you like oddball things, and at the time, eBay was much like a super organized garage sale. It was like everybody was clearing out their garage at the same time when eBay kind of became part of the awareness in the culture. And in my case, I'm a guitar player that plays left-handed. So I look for left-handed guitars, which are pretty rare. And eBay was just unbelievable. And then it's like everybody all of a sudden was finished cleaning out their garage. And what you were telling me about eBay is kind of the rarities now. They're carving their niche. And my take on it really is eBay now is kind of trying to compete with Amazon. Is eBay being successful at this kind of rebranding? Are they successful so far at this?
I think eBay is definitely making a good try of it. Will in the long run this be the only way and the only platform out there to kind of sell those rare items? Who knows? Who knows what's going to come out next? But for right now, it is the go-to place that when, you know, Target's doing a special or H&M is doing a special collaboration with an artist and all those items sell out quickly, here's a way to get it. It's an easy way for consumers who are at, you know, the closeout stores like Marshall's or TJ Maxx and they see the Nike shoes on sale for $20 that they can go sell them for $40 because people still want those Nike shoes. They just don't know where to get them because so many big retailers are either closing or trying to push through their inventory to try to get something that will move on their shelves, that they're sending it all to these lower discount department stores who are just trying to clear it out as well. And so that's really where eBay has, you know, kind of begun to find a sweet spot for itself.
Well, and I used to sell quite a bit of things over the years. eBay has gotten so expensive, you know, and they purchased PayPal, of course, back in the day. And I have found that, and others complain about it, if you're a seller, it's really a kind of a terrible place now because, and they have always kind of favored the buyer and kind of given the seller short shrift. So in the event of a dispute, they really do favor the buyer. If you're eBay, how do you counter that branding wise? Because, you know, people can sell on Craigslist and there's used goods on Amazon, in fact. How does eBay kind of carve back their place in this world?
Well, I think when it comes to the eBay sellers, they have their loyal sellers because it is truly a way of life. If you're an eBay seller, this is a mindset you have. You're consciously going out to find items to resale for very specific purposes. You're not doing this randomly. You're not accidentally running across, you know, this amazing painting at a garage sale that you picked up for $3. Like, nope, you know exactly what you're looking for and you have an entire system. And I think that's the difference between what eBay is now. In the beginning, eBay was people just cleaning out their garages, cleaning out the attic. Just, what did we find? Yeah, you know, Granny died. No one wants this tchotchke. Let's just sell it on eBay and see what we can get for it. Today, the people who are truly selling and making money on eBay are ones who are truly looking at it as a way of life and approaching it as a business. Whereas we have other platforms, like you said, with Amazon selling used goods, also with Etsy, Craigslist, Facebook has all of their local buy groups that you can have out there. Where if you're just, you know, have that one-off item, that's where most people go because it simply is easier. The rules, the terms, and conditions are just easier to understand. And honestly, they're less restrictive. eBay got so big and had to put so many rules and regulations into place that it is so corporate that you can't make a move, just consumer to buyer kind of situation. So it does become a bit Big Brother-ish. When it sometimes maybe doesn't need to be. And with Amazon, even though they have used items, you know, they have their Amazon happiness guarantee policy and they're going to back the person buying the item way more than they're ever going to back the person selling the item because they know in the end the seller's going to come back most likely, but the buyer may not. And they want to make sure that buyer always leaves happy.
It's funny you mention that. The fun thing and the kind of not so fun thing, but it was more fun than not fun. In the early days of eBay, it was truly the Wild West. I mean, and that was a time when the internet was still relatively new. Lots of people had slow connections and dial-up, and there wasn't as much information out there. People didn't know what they had, and that's what kind of made it fun. But it also was, there was a lot of shenanigans going on eBay. So they have cleaned that up, and like everything in life, you know, these things kind of start off somewhat unorganized. Then they get more refined, and it turns into a real business and all that stuff. But I still think that eBay, of course, it's not nearly as big as it used to be in terms of popularity, I suppose. Or am I wrong about that? Do you still go to eBay? Is eBay still popular for most people?
I never shopped on eBay.
Yep. Okay, even in the beginning.
But with that said, I actually have branding clients who their main – what they do is they teach other people how to sell on eBay. And so what's really interesting from working with this client of mine is to understand that it may not be as culturally relevant in the United States stateside, but it is – a massive source for supplies and goods for people who are living in Hawaii, for the military that's living overseas in Europe or in Asia, and all these other countries that are not necessarily the 48 states of the United States, that they use eBay as a great way to get products that they're looking for that are too costly to try to purchase local. They can purchase it through eBay.
Yeah. I still visit, you know, I look, again, like you were saying, for certain things that are rare and used stuff, at least for my world, used is far more interesting. So I tend to go there for oddball things. I'm looking for – I lost the one car mat in my car, and I need a new car mat, a single one. I don't want to buy a full set of four. I just need a single one. eBay is perfect for that. So they still live. They are still there. And I'd love to visit eBay from time to time. But, boy, in the day, it was my hangout, and I would – it was a problem, let's just say. Almost an addiction. So on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We got one more segment with Allie, and we're going to talk a little bit more about branding. When we come back, it is PopTech Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we are back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with Allie Craig, branding expert in this last segment. Let's end with our friends at Facebook, Allie, shall we?
Let's do it.
It has been a rough last couple of years for Facebook. And as a branding person, do you kind of look at them and go, hello, come on, what are you doing? It seems like they continue to just kind of step in it and don't really have great responses. Is that your take as well?
Facebook is definitely showing how egotistical they truly are with the consistent breaches and issues and their lack of really, truly, genuinely caring for hurting their actual consumer.
And I'm going to guess that comes right down from the top. I kind of think the rank and file people that are working there are banging their heads on the wall saying, why can't we respond in a proper way to a lot of this negative press? But is it the guy at the top, or do you think it's kind of an organization that really needs to have their act together more than the person that's kind of controlling everything?
I think it's twofold. I definitely think it's the guy at the top controlling a lot of it. But I think what Facebook is truly showing us is who they really are. You can't believe Facebook when they say, we just want to be a community space where everybody can make friends and make connections and really, you know, have that loyalty and that friendship, even if it's, you know, miles apart. That's what they kind of sell to us. That's what everyone bought into on why in the world am I going to make a Facebook account and join, is it's a way for us to connect with people. It's a way for us to get our stories out there and to meet new people and all that stuff, which is a fundamental human need that we as human beings have. Mm-hmm. The problem is that these consistent errors and lapses in judgment and lapses in our security and all the rest of that show us that Facebook was lying to us all the time. That's not their main reason why they created Facebook. It wasn't just, at least not anymore, to create the communities for us. It was really all about information control and being able to get really intimate personal information from us about what we like, about what we don't like, and honestly sell it to the highest bidder. And that's what a lot of technology companies do. It's kind of the dirty side of technology companies that most consumers don't know about and kind of put their fingers in their ears and say la 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 because they don't want to know about it. But the truth is that, you know, the platform's free for a reason. They're getting paid along the way. You just don't know what you're selling for that to actually happen.
Indeed. I work in education, and that's, we kind of talk about this awareness with young people. Ultimately, how are these companies making money? What ultimately are they looking to do to make that money? You know, how does Apple make money? How does Google make money? How does Amazon make money? How does Facebook make money? Because they all make money. How do they do it? Are they being nefarious? Are they being open and honest? That is the question. And I will ask you the same thing about Facebook, though, that we kind of touched on earlier. I mean, there really isn't an alternative to – and Facebook is sort of a generational thing now. It's you know, my kids don't care about Facebook, but it's certainly a certain demographic that does. But there's no alternative. Is anybody going to eventually push back against Facebook?
you're not going to see a revolt, which people are just going to leave Facebook in the masses. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be a MySpace instance where another platform is going to become so huge and so big that everyone's just going to kind of run away and abandon their pages. But from a branding perspective, and what I always warn my clients about when it comes to building their businesses on Facebook, building their brand reputation and their community and their engagement and all of that, is that you don't own it. Facebook owns it. And the truth is that any moment they can decide what changes and how that affects you, and you have no say in it. And so I always warn clients, as well as the consumer side of it all, to be on the lookout about that. Don't be naive. Facebook has completely shown their side to us. Their intention is to get your information and then sell it to people. That's what they've done repetitively. That's what they keep doing repetitively. And even though they keep saying, oops, we didn't know, oops, we did again, basically, you know, like they're doing Britney Spears all over again every single couple of months. And so we have to be smart about it and say, I'm intentionally going into this relationship with Facebook on what type of information I'm sharing, but also what type of relationships I'm building. And do I want to keep them on Facebook, or do I want to take them offline and maybe bring them into this thing called the real world of life?
There you go. And on that note, hey, Allie Craig, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great to have you. Can we do this again in the future?
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're great. So we will do this again. And folks, thanks for listening into this episode of Popular Technology Radio. We are podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts, and including Apple iTunes and other places, so you can check us out there. I do want to thank, of course, the Radio America. They are a syndicator that takes us out to all the great cities and radio stations across the country. Big thanks to those folks. And big thanks to Cody Castleberry. He is my producer and my engineer and my editor, and he makes my life easy. Even when I throw him curveballs, he keeps hitting them, and he keeps getting back. So this is Pop Tech Radio. I'm Mike Etchart. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
9645.